Well, Ollie, we're looking ahead to this game against Drogheda, the first leg at United Park on the road. What's the build-up been like for you? Because it's been a bit different. You've had a break there for around, what, 2.5, 3 weeks. What's that been like over the course of that period and trying to prepare for a playoff, first of all, and then a playoff that you didn't know who your opposition was going to be until last Monday night?
Yeah, difficult with both. There's no point in saying anything different. You know, we had 3 weeks off where effectively, you know, both management and players, they know there's no game at the weekend. And both financially and football-wise, it was difficult to try and manage. Now, it's something new to us. It's probably new to any team to be waiting 3 weeks before you play a knockout game. The other side of it is that if we went into the quarter-final of the playoff, which would have kept us playing, there was no guarantee you'd come through that either, as Shelburne found out. But it was difficult, Jeff. There's no point in me saying anything different. But come Friday, please God, we'll try and get back to the standard we were at before the break. But that's easier said than done.
Yeah. Does that put Drogheda maybe a step ahead of you? Will it be an advantage going into the game?
Certainly, they've played their last four games, the two playoff games against Shelburne and their last two league games. Basically, they had to win them to qualify for the playoff and then to beat Shelburne with a home and away game. It probably puts them at an advantage on the basis that they'll be match sharp, without doubt. You know, they have lost a player in Jake Hyland through injury. That's the disadvantage of it. The other side of that, we have played no games of any sort. Probably the middle of the road is the ideal side of that between the two of us. You can't have it all your own way, and you know, we won't be using this as an excuse should we not get a result on Friday night.
Yeah, but focus-wise, the players are in a good place because they know that there's a lot of stake here, so there is.
Of course, there's a lot at stake. I mean, you know, people consider we had a decent season, but it comes for nothing if we get turned over on Friday night, to put it that way to you. If the season finished and as the standings in the table were and we were in second place and that was the end of it, yeah, you look back and say it was a decent season without doubt, but that counts for nothing. We may as well be second bottom if we don't get through this, and this will be touch and go without doubt.
Yeah. This is new to a lot of the players as well. We have to remember now, the last time Harps were involved in a playoff, the squad has changed since then, so it's all new. And how do they manage that situation?
Well, you're looking at it both ways. I mean, we four lads that were there that went through the playoffs, to be fair to the management team, between different playoffs, they have all been involved with the club, if you like, either in recent years or in you know, 10 years ago. The other side of it is that the majority of the Drogheda side have got promoted in the playoff 2 years ago, and the majority of them are still there. Like, that type of way, yeah, we have experience, and there's 4 to 5 lads that got promoted 3 years ago, but they might have 10 or 11 on the panel that they got promoted. So that type of way, you know, I don't think there's a huge advantage to either. It's probably just the rustiness of the 3 weeks, and it was very difficult to keep it going. There's no point in saying it was great. It wasn't. When there's no focus at the end of the week, it's difficult to prepare and to keep people training at a high level. Although, to be fair, the training wasn't that bad, Oisín, and please God, it's just to try and stay in the tie on Friday night and stay within touching distance for the second leg in Ballybofey.
Yeah, you have won there before this season, so you have it. It was a 1-0 but it was still a victory there. You know, you can do it away from home at Drogheda.
Yeah, we got beaten there also. I'm not trying to be negative in any manner, but the game we won up there, you know, it was probably daylight robbery, and I think Tim Clancy and Kevin Doherty up there would have said the same. You know, we were backs to the wall stuff for long periods of the game, and we scored in the last minute. At the same time, we were beaten up there at the start of the year 2-1. We won at home 2-1. Like, there's nothing in it. It's a matter of whether we can get back to the standard we were at when the league finished three, four weeks ago, that type of way. But it's not an excuse if you know, we haven't that many injuries. We have knocks and bruises and that. We haven't that many injuries. So that type of way, the break was good. But as regards sharpness and as regards focus, no, it wasn't.
What's going to be a good result on Friday night in the first leg? What would you say to it?
Obviously, we would take it back. If we could take it back within one goal to Ballybofey, we would take it with open arms. But that itself on Friday, I think, will be a difficult task on the basis of what they turned over on Monday night, and they turned over a very, very good Shelburne side. But look, we'll wait to see. There's a lot of pressure on it, without doubt. And, you know, we've played another 27 games in the league and played well. But that goes out the window on Friday night, and it could take on a life of its own. But please God, we'll hang in there for the second leg.
Okay. Best of luck on Friday, Ollie.
Thank you. Take care.